Seven environmental groups want to prove coal being hauled by rail is polluting Washington's waterways. If they're successful, the outcome could have huge implications for the way trains are regulated going forward. The case is scheduled to go to trial in Seattle Monday. Correspondent Emily Schwing has more.
Rick Eichstedt's office is a stone's throw from the Spokane River to the north, and to the south, there's the raised railroad tracks that carry controversial coal and oil trains through the heart of the city.
When I see a coal train, I'm concerned about the impacts it has on our environment.
Eichstedt, an attorney, does some of the legal work for Spokane Riverkeeper, a program run by the Center for Justice that works to protect local waterways. The group is one of seven, including the Sierra Club, that have brought a case against Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway.
Coal is mined in the Powder River Basin in Wyoming, and as it travels west to depots, along the way, some of this coal and coal dust falls into rivers. And really, this lawsuit is seeking a remedy that would force Burlington Northern to cover these trains so we don't see, you know, coal and coal dust polluting our lakes and rivers anymore.
Last month, U.S. District Court Judge John Kuhnauer agreed with the environmental group's argument that BNSF's trains are point sources of coal pollution under the Federal Clean Water Act. BNSF declined to comment on tape, given ongoing litigation. But in an email statement, spokeswoman Courtney Wallace says the company is confident in its legal arguments. Wallace also says years of testing show the company's method of spraying surfactant over the coal once cars are loaded is effectively controlling coal dust. Eichstedt says the outcome of this case could be precedent-setting.
It may not be a legal precedent per se, but I think it would set a precedent for other communities who are trying to think creatively on how to deal with coal and oil trains going through their community.
That's exactly why Spokane City Councilman Brian Beggs says he'll be watching the case closely. He wants to keep coal and oil trains from traveling straight through the heart of Washington's second largest city.
The danger to Spokane of an oil train exploding would be so horrendous. It would be like, you know, thousands of people would die, estimated at close to $1 billion in property damage.
Beggs, also an attorney, relied on the Federal Railway Safety Act to pen the language for a proposed ballot initiative that would impose a civil infraction on any person or entity that ships uncontained coal and a certain kind of oil by rail through the city. But according to a non-binding legal review, the initiative would likely be preempted by federal law, specifically the Interstate Commerce Commission Termination Act. BNSF says in its defense that act also preempts the Federal Clean Water Act. But according to the act, a conflict with any other federal law has to be resolved in court.
So, you know, Congress passes different laws, and sometimes they might contradict each other. And so the question always is, which law prevails?
Beggs believes if the judge rules in favor of the Clean Water Act, it could mean Spokane's proposal could hold up in court, too. One solution in the case against BNSF would be to cover the trains to keep coal in all its forms from entering Washington's waterways. The outcome might also bring some clarity to who might be able to regulate those trains in the future. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.